Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. And melt me, then mold me. I need you to fill me and use me, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. And melt me, mold me, fill me, and use me, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. And so, Father, as we begin our prayer this morning, we seek after your anointing. We seek presence. We seek after your Spirit to come to more and have his way, to fall afresh on our hearts and fall afresh on our minds, fall afresh on our souls, that we might be the vessels that you desire for us to be today, that we might bring you glory, that we might bring you honor, that we might bring you praise, that we might worship and adore you, that we might extol your great and your mighty name, that we may lift up your name, God, so men will be drawn unto your name, God, and that they might be saved, delivered, and set free. And not only saved, delivered, and set free, but they might be filled with the gift of your Spirit, that he may come in and correct, that he may come in and change, that he may come in and melt out everything that's unlike you, that he may come in and mold us and to be in your image, that he may fill us, oh God, with all of your goodness and all of your joy, and then use us for your pleasure and use us for your glory. We ask, God, this morning that your Spirit come to more and fall afresh on us right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we might be the vessels that you need for us to be today in the name of Jesus. But you need us to go, God, we're willing to go because we surrender all to you, God. Not our wills, but let thine will be done, God, what you need us to say. God, we're willing to say it, God, because it won't be our words, It won't be our thoughts, God, but it will be nothing but the word of God. The only thing that the world needs today is Jesus. They need to know that he still saves. They need to know that he still delivers, and they need to know that he still sets free, that he is a redeemer, that he is a strong power, that he is a healer and a way maker, that he is a mind regulator, God, that he is a present help in the time of trouble, that he is a shelter in the times of storm, that he alone is God, and that he alone is worthy to be praised. God, we don't need to doctor up the word, nor do we need to water down the word. But God, whatever it is that you need for us to say, to let the world know that Jesus is the only way, that Jesus is still the only answer, God, we're willing to say that. Oh, God, so fill us up even right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, that your will might be done, God, that you might receive the glory, God, that we might worship you in spirit and in truth, oh, God, and offer unto you an unpredictable, oh, God, an unconventional, God, an unusual praise today. Oh, God, as I prepared myself to come into work early, God, the song of Spirit of the Living God fall afresh on me, rain down in my soul, God, because I need your anointing for today. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and I can't go through this day without you being on my side. I can't go through this day, God, without you walking with me and without you talking with me and without you ordering my steps, God, because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, God, and I don't want to go astray. I don't want to lean unto my own understanding. I don't want to go to the ways that I think that seemeth right, God, because those ways lead to death. Those ways lead to destruction. Oh, God, but if you are ordering my footsteps, God, you are leading me to life, God, and not just simply life, but life that more abundantly. And so we were reminded on Sunday, Lord, that Jesus is the way, God. He is the way that we should go. He is not only just the way, but he is the truth, God. Nothing, oh God, that the Lord has done, oh God, is false. Your word is your bond, and God, Jesus has fulfilled every single promise, every single commission, God, that you have spoken in your word. And not only is he the truth, but he is our life. And I thank you, Lord, today. So I ask, God, that you would fill us up, God, now, with everything that we may need to be fruitful for today, that your will might be done in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. If there's anything in us, God, that's unlike you, we cast the devil out of the minds right now. We cast the devil out of the wheels right now. We cast him out of the way. We plead the blood because that's the only thing that can wash away our sins. Nothing but the blood. We need the blood, God, to cover us, Lord. From the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, God, drench us, oh God, in your blood, God, that we may come out white as snow. And then as we come out as white as snow, Lord, we don't want to just be empty vessels, but we need you to fill us with your goodness, Lord. Fill us with your glory, God. Fill us with your spirit, God, that brings in life into us and helps us to walk right and helps us to talk right and helps us to live right, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Come to more and have your way. We say yes even right now, God. Yes to your will and yes to your way, Lord. We say yes, we shall obey because we need you, Lord. We need you. We need you, God. Nothing else will do. We can't make it without you. We can't live without you. We can't move or have our very being without you. We are nothing without you, Lord. So we surrender to you. I surrender all. All I give to you, God. I give you my thoughts. I give you my mind. I give you my soul. I give you my actions. I give you my words. I give myself over away to you, God, so that you can use me today. Oh, God, be pleased with your people today. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, because you are still looking for a people that is willing, that are willing to worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord. You're looking for someone who would just adore you just because you alone are God, not looking for the fish, not looking for the loaves, oh, God, but just to bless you.
been so good to us, just to give you honor, God, because you've been so good to us, God, just to magnify your name, God, because you've been so good to us, and not just because you've been so good, because you are Alpha and you are Omega, just because you are the beginning and you are the end, just because, God, you are the very air that we breathe, the substance of life, God, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, just because you are the creator of the ends of the world, God, and you sit high and you look low, God, oh, God, just because you spoke light into us and breathe the breath of life into us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Just because you let us have a good night rest last night, Lord, and you allowed us to rise this morning, God, just because of who you are worthy to be praised and worthy to be adored. And so, God, just because of that, I offer you my worship this morning. Oh, God, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So I welcome you, God. And with my praise, I welcome you, God, into my situation with the fruit of my lips. God, I welcome you, God, onto my job site. God, I welcome you, Lord, right now, into our cars. Lord, I welcome your anointing. I welcome your presence. I welcome your Spirit, God, even into our homes. Oh, God, wherever we may be at, God, throughout this land, throughout this nation, oh, God, throughout this state, Lord, I welcome your Spirit, oh, God, into this place, and so we bless you. Glory to your wonderful name, hallelujah. We adore you, God, and we magnify your name on this day. What a wonderful day that you have already made, that you've allowed us to come before your presence with singing. You've already allowed us, God, to come before your presence with praise. Hallelujah. You've already allowed us, God, to feel the touch of your love, oh, God, and to feel the glory of your presence. God, you have already blessed us today, oh, God, to be in the midst of you, God. And so, God, we can't help but to go higher and higher in you. Oh, God, I pray for comfort, Lord, today. For the wife, if they're still bereaving the loss of Bishop Frank Otha White. I also continue to pray, Lord, for the Hunt family as they mourn the loss of Bishop James Hunt. I also pray for comfort and strength, God. Oh, God, for the Williams family in the Alaska jurisdiction, Lord, as they mourn the loss of their prelate, God. Many, oh, God, are affected by the loss of these great men who sold into the lives of people everywhere. Father, I pray that you have a Joshua ready to step up into their place, God, in the name of Jesus. Someone that's willing to say yes, Lord. Someone that's willing to stand in the gap, Lord. Someone that's willing, God, to not to compromise your promises and to fulfill your purpose and plan that you have for their lives. Someone that's willing to fight for the good news of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, to fight for salvation, God. To fight for souls that are being led astray. To fight for those, oh, God, fight for themselves. God, I pray, God, that you have stirred up, and I know that you have, because, God, you don't do things that are out of order. You don't do things that are chaotic, but you always have a ram in the bush for anyone that's willing to sacrifice, for anyone that's willing to submit to you, for anyone that's willing to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way. So I pray for those jurisdictions, Alaska, Pennsylvania, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, New York 3rd. I pray for each and every pastor, oh, God, that is devastated and affected by this loss. But we understand, God, that absent from the body means to be present with you. And we thank you, God, that we know that they have fought the good fight. We thank you, God, oh, God, that because we know that they have run the race, oh, God, that you have set before them, God, and they have finished the course, God, and now they're waiting for their prize. Thank you, God, that they knew you in the pardon of their sins. And so I pray for those that are left behind to treasure their legacy, to treasure, oh, God, their works, that, God, that they may know you and not just know you, God, but those that are left behind, that they may have a desire to know you in the power of your resurrection and the fellowship of your suffering. God, to know you, God, intimately, God, and have a relationship with you so that they would have an opportunity to meet them when we are caught up in the air. And so, God, I thank you for the comfort that you bring, because you are a God that knows the feelings of our infirmities. God, the Bible tells us that Jesus in all points tempted just as we were, but without sin. He knew our sorrows. He's afflicted, or he's acquainted, excuse me, with our sorrows. So he knows how things are when we lose someone that is important to us. But God, we still depend upon you. We still put our hope and our faith and our trust in you. And so we won't lean into our own understanding, because some don't understand, God. Some don't understand why you have chosen this time to take these great leaders, God. But you know what you have in store for us, God, because you know the thoughts and the plans that you have for us, thoughts of peace and not of evil, God, that give us an expected end to give us hope, God. And so because of that hope, God, we can live today. And because of that hope, we can stand for everything that's right in you today. We don't have to be weary. We don't have to be concerned. We don't have to be fretful, Lord, but we can stand upon your promises. Because again, I remind the people right now that you are the only way, that you are Jesus, and you are our life.
As God, as we go through this day, help us to keep someone on our heart and our mind to intercede on their behalf today, whether it's the White family, the Hunt family, God, or the Williams family, God. Or even intercede on behalf of our bishop, God, Bishop Ted Thomas, or intercede on behalf of our supervisor, Mother Nellie Towns, or intercede on behalf, God, Bishop Charles Edward Blake. God, give us someone to get on our minds today, and that we would ask you to bless them, keep them, and strengthen them, that you would continue to undergird them and encourage them, God. Help them to run the race that you set before them, God, today. Oh, God. Give them the victory, God, over every obstacle, every issue, every hindrance, God. We plead the blood and we pray for victory right now on their behalf, God, that you would lead, God, in them, direct them, and God, that you would cover them and breathe life into them today. We pray for our families. We pray for our loved ones. We pray for our children. We pray for this nation. Call out the name of President Trump, God, that touch him, touch his cabinet. Touch their minds, save in the White House, God, that's the same. I pray for President Obama and President Bush, save in the White House, God. Save Congress, Lord. Save in the county offices and the government, state offices. Save in the cities, God. Save, God. Save in those people, God, in the lives of those people that are leading this nation. Save today, because the heart of the king is in your hands. We magnify you, glorify you. We honor and adore you, and we bless you for this day, because this is the day that the Lord has made. We rejoice, God, because you made this day just for us, and we honor and adore you. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Melt us and make us, mold us, shape us up even now. Fill us and use us. God, even if you need to break us, do that as well. Oh, God, that may be reshaped and remolded and re-encouraged and rebuilt and be given new life because of you, brought back alive because of you. Thank you, Lord. Such an awesome God. No one like you, God. Magnificent in all your ways. And so we honor and adore you. We thank you for this day, and we offer unto you our praise this morning, and we'll do it throughout this day. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. Amen and amen.